The theme for the first Sunday of Advent was watch. The theme for the second Sunday of Advent was prepare. The theme for the third Sunday of Advent was rejoice. And the theme for the fourth Sunday of Advent was behold. And now you're probably wondering, what verb are we going to reflect on for Christmas? Some of you might be thinking that there is nothing else to do after behold. For in heaven, we will not be watching and preparing. We will be rejoicing and beholding our one God in three persons face to face. But in this life, there is something after behold. And the verb I propose for this Christmas day is proclaim. At midnight last night, the angel of the Lord stood by the shepherds and said, behold, I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. In Latin, the verb is evangelizo, which literally means I proclaim good news, or I proclaim the gospel. Evangelizo vobis gaudium magnum. I proclaim the gospel vobis to you, gaudium magnum, of great joy. You can probably guess that we get the English word evangelizer and evangelization from this Latin word evangelizo, to proclaim good news. And the angels proclaim the gospel by praising God. They sing Gloria in excelsis Deo. That's how they proclaim the good news to all the world. Notice that once the shepherds behold Jesus lying in the manger, they do not stay there beholding him forever. The gospel today says that the shepherds return, glorifying and praising God in all things. They become evangelizers, for they make known to everyone all that had been told them about the child. They proclaim the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ in their little corner of the world. Last night, I told a story about a man in our modern era who was an evangelizer, someone who proclaimed the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ. And it happened exactly 111 years ago last night on December the 24th, 1906. A 33-year-old Canadian by the name of Reginald Fessenden, a university professor and the former chief chemist for a man we know as Thomas Edison, was experimenting with a microphone and a telegraph, trying to see if he could get his voice to be transmitted over the telegraph. Exactly 111 years ago, last night, on December the 24th, 1906, in Brant Rock, Massachusetts, at 9 o'clock p.m. Eastern Standard Time, Reginald Fessenden was finally ready to test his new invention. Reginald urged his wife Helen to speak into the microphone, but uncharacteristically, she got paralyzed with microphone fright and couldn't say a word. Kind of like I am every time I get in front of a microphone. So Reginald took the microphone from his wife, and he began to speak. Do you know what he said? Now there were shepherds in that region living in the fields and keeping the night watch over their flock. And behold, the angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them, and they were struck with great fear. And the angel said to them, do not be afraid, for I proclaim to you good news of great joy that will be for all the people. For today, in the city of David, a Savior has been born for you, who is Christ the Lord. And this will be a sign for you. You will find an infant wrapped in swaddling clothes and lying in a manger. Can you imagine the surprise of the ships at sea, in the U.S. Navy and in the United Fruit Company? Can you imagine the surprise of the newspaper reporters at their desks? Instead of the dots and dashes of Morse code coming through their Marconi telegraphs, they heard something they couldn't even imagine was possible. They heard the sound of a human voice, transmitting the first human voice using amplitude modulation. Today we just call it AM radio. Reginald Fessenden invented AM radio on Christmas Eve 111 years ago in 1906. Last night at the children's mass, I brought a radio with me. And I said, "What is this?" And nobody knew what it was. It's the same students who I took over to the parish office for a tour of the parish offices. And a third grader raised her hand and she said, "Father, what is that?" And I said, "Beautiful child, that's what we call a typewriter." A radio. A radio was invented on Christmas Eve in 1906. The very first words on the radio were words from heaven. Words of an angel announcing the birth of Jesus Christ, the Son of God and Savior of the world. And now, 111 years later, we are a long way from that first radio broadcast. Think of all the junk and immoral and satanic music we hear day after day on the radio. Think of all the radio talk shows that are impure, blasphemous, heretical, and sacrilegious. Does the world know that the very first words on the radio were so pure and immaculate? Does the world know that the very first words on the radio were true and good and beautiful? Does the world even care that the first words broadcast on AM radio were the gospel of God? The first words on the radio were God's inspired and inerrant word. In divine irony, they were words of the Word made flesh, who came to dwell among us. The very first word on the radio was the Word. But that first radio broadcast on Christmas Eve 111 years ago didn't end with the reading of St. Luke's Gospel. Reginald Fessenden, in addition to being a brilliant scientist, was also a musician. And when he finished reading Luke's Gospel from chapter 2, he took out his violin and he started to play. And what song do you think he played over the radio that Christmas Eve night? He played, "O holy night, the stars are brightly shining. It is the night of our dear Savior's birth." And he kept playing and playing the beautiful French hymn composed exactly 170 years ago, back in 1847. And Fessenden was so inspired as he was playing the violin that he actually started singing the final refrain, fall on your knees and hear the angel voice says, O night divine, O night when Christ was born. Fall on your knees. O night divine, the night when Christ was born, and that was the very first song ever played on the radio. The very first words and the very first song played on the radio were about the birth of our beloved Savior, Jesus Christ. Fessenden was an excellent evangelizer. He used his invention of AM radio to proclaim the good news of Jesus Christ. And we come here today on Christmas morning with the shepherds to behold Jesus lying in the manger. With the shepherds, we fall on our knees, glorifying and praising God in all things, especially for coming to save us from our sins. But like the shepherds, we can't stay here beholding all day. We are called by our newborn Savior to become evangelizers, to proclaim the good news of great joy to all the people who have never heard of Jesus Christ. And yes, using modern technology and radio and television and computer and social media for the good, to help us in the work of evangelization, of spreading the good news of the birth of Jesus Christ, Son of God, Savior of the world. And so after having fallen on our knees and adored the newborn king, then we go and announce the gospel of the Lord, glorifying the Lord by our lives. Amen.